यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशो यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय रा गोपी जन बल्लावा गिरीवर धारे गोपी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरावन चारि यमुना राधा माधव कुंज बिहारि जय रा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारि जय रा जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज अचारी स्त्रोत्र सचरी त्रिमशला भय चरणारविंद भक्ति विदान गोस्वामी महाराज श्रभुवाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज अचार्य अष्टोत्र सचरी श्रमशला भक्ति सिद्धांत सत्य ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुवाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी फाउंडाचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। यमुनामयी गंगमयी की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर्स डिवाइन ग्रेस सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड मोस्ट मर्सीफुल जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जय। श्री श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोडीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल बोडीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रीला प्रभुपाद। नमो विष्णु बुधाय कृष्ण प्रसाद बुद्धे श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी तिरुनामे नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष वाणी पाश्चात्य देश कारण ओम अज्ञानति मिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप गदामायं ददाति स्वबलं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवं श्रीरूपं सागरजातं साहगण रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् राधा कृष्ण पादान साहगण ललिता श्री विशाखावितंस हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी का कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुवैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर एवरीवन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण हरे राम 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 नमः। ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रश्नाय भूतले श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पाश्चात्य देश तारणे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। डियर डिवोटीज ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स आई लाइक टू वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू दिस मॉर्निंग इन भागवतम क्लास हियर इन रुक्मिणी द्वारकाधीश मंदिर here in Los Angeles, 3764 Watsik Avenue. So, by the mercy of Gurudev, all the Vaishnavas, whatever I will try to say, by their mercy, please listen carefully and try to understand. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेव्या भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भक्तिनिष्ठति। बिफोर साइटिंग द श्रीमद् भागवतम विच इज अवर वेरी मीन्स ऑफ कॉन्क्वेस्ट आई ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस अंडर द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड नारायण अंटू नारायण ऋषि द सुपर मोस्ट ह्यूमन बीइंग unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, Text 27. Sati quits her body. Please repeat. Tata swa bharatush charanam bujasavam charanam bujasavam jaga gurus chintayati na chaparam dadarsha deho hata kalamsha sati sadya prajajbala samadhi jagamina samadhi jagamina tata swa bharatus charanam bhujasavam jagat gurus chintayati na cha param dadarsha deho hata kalam shasati sadya prajajavala samadhi jaganina tata swa bharatus charanam bhujasavam jagat gurus chintayati na cha param dadarsha deho gata kalam shasati sadya prajavala samadhi jaganina
Matajis.
Tata. Dear. Swabharatu. Offer husband. Charanam bhujasatvam. And the nectar of the lotus feet. Jagat Guru, the supreme spiritual master of the universe. Chintayati, meditating. Na, not. Cha, and. Aparam, not other than her husband. Dadarsha sa, deha, her body. Hatakalmasha, taints of sin being destroyed. Sati, sati. Sadhya, soon. Prajavala, burned. Samadija aganina, by fire produced by meditation. Translation, please repeat. Sati concentrated all her meditation on the holy lotus feet of her husband, Lord Shiva, who is the supreme spiritual master of all the world. Thus she became completely cleansed of all taints of sin and quit her body in a blazing fire by meditation on the fairy elements. Purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Chandra Arvind Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Charya of Great ISKCON. Sati at once thought of the lotus feet of her husband, Lord Shiva, who is one of the three great personalities of Godhead in charge of the management of the material world. And simply by meditating on his lotus feet, she derived such great pleasure that she forgot everything in relationship with her body. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pashtaya Bhutale Shramali Bhakti Vidant Swami Tanamne. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurvani Pracharane Nirvishesundavadi Pashtaya Siddhartha. Dear devotees, something here to understand. The Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada is saying that one of the three great personalities of Godhead, Lord Shiva is called one of the three great personalities of Godhead. As I mentioned other day in my lecture, that Prabhupada is saying in one Prabhupada that Lord Shiva is identical with Krishna. So this is very important. We are neophytes, you know. We are new, this movement, you know, Prabhupada started 1966, and we are coming from different backgrounds. Sometimes we don't understand things as they are, make mistakes. Then our spiritual progress is checked. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, I mentioned, I think, I found one book. This book is really amazing book. Quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Bhagavatam, from Bhagavad Gita, a Vaishnava saint, Gaudiya Vaishnava, he has compiled this book. And he's writing first the name, of his spiritual master with great respect. And he's writing underneath, I have taken shelter. I am totally dependent upon the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Then he's writing his name. Then underneath his name, he's writing Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. This is the qualification of a Vaishnava. So this book is wonderful, and this the title of this book is Bhakti Kram Vikas Ki Badhaen, meaning our gradual progress on the path of devotion, the obstacles on gradual progress on the path of devotion. What are the obstacles? Very nicely it is described there. Devotees, we are all progressing towards death. Death is approaching. Yesterday has died from my life. It's not going to come back. I have come one day more close to death. And even Srila Prabhupada used to say that we are dying every day. And final death is going to be when soul will leave the body. Death is approaching. We are dying every day. But we are not approaching Krishna. We are not becoming Krishna conscious. That is very unfortunate. So, many reasons in this book which I just mentioned to you, main reasons are there that offenses, we commit offenses towards each other, to the Vaishnavas, to the demigods, to the holy name, there is some seva prat. Mainly he is mentioning the aprats, you know, offenses. Me, you, she, he, she, if we are committing offenses, we cannot make progress. This is the gist of this wonderful book. And I feel it was Prabhupada's mercy that the Prabhupada has mentioned all these things in different places in his transcendental books, but he, this saint has put together, and who has a great respect for Srila Prabhupada. So, point I'm making here is, many times I have seen in the past, devotees were not very respectful to Lord Shiva. And see, one of the great personalities mentioned. And even in this Bhagavatam, is I think in the 11th canto, Vaishnavanam Jatha Shambhu. Of all the Vaishnava, he's the greatest Vaishnava. And we should disrespect the greatest Vaishnava. And if we are disrespectful to the greatest Vaishnava, then how I am going to make progress on the path of devotion? So Lord Shiva is mentioned here, one of the, you know, what do you call, great personalities of Godhead, in charge of the management of the material world. Lord Shiva actually is so great and so wonderful that there was nobody to take care of these ghosts, spirits, hobgoblins, you know, these bad spirits. Nobody liked them. Lord Shiva said, I will take care of them. This is the mercy. Just like, you know, so-called preachers of India, they neglecting the Western world. They came here just to make money. And to make money and fell prey of women and nonsense. But Srila Prabhupada, who was a true representative, he didn't neglect the Western world. He didn't neglect any caste, color or creed. He said, everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. Everybody belongs to Krishna. And you know what he said about preaching to the Muslims? He said, anybody who preaches to the Muslims, I will take the dust off his feet. Prabhupada. Anybody knows this? Prabhupada said this. He said this. So why? Because Muslims are also Krishna's part and parcel. They are also souls. And Hindus, no, frankly speaking, there are some mistakes on other part also. But we have to take the, what you call, higher post. Our acharyas, we have to follow the lotus feet of our acharya, footsteps of our acharyas, like greatest acharya, the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Apani achari Prabhu jivare shikhaye. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from Krishna. He's in the mood of Radharani. And he's preaching to everyone. He's embracing everyone. Even Shudras. You know, there's one Jharu Thakur. Story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a Shudra. Born a Shudra. But he was a pure devotee. He was given the title of Thakur. Thakur means Krishna. Krishna's one name is also Thakur. He was given this title. And the uncle of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Kalidas, very rich Vaishnava. He was a Vaishnava pure devotee. And his hobby was to go to the different Vaishnavas and take the remnants of their food. And he went to Jharu Thakur also. And Jharu Thakur was so humble. And he respected Kalidas. He said, "Oh, you have come to my home. Welcome. Can I get something for you to eat from the neighbor's Brahman's house?" Srila Kalidas said, "Why from Brahman's house?" "Oh, no, I am Shudra." So then Kalidas is, you know, describing the qualities of Vaishnavas. He's quoting, he's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Different references he's given that Vaishnava has no caste, color, creed. Srila Jharu Thakur is listening. And then he's saying, whatever you are saying is right, but I am not a Vaishnava. You see, this is Vaishnava. And actually, Kalidas has to, you know, what you call, surrender before Srila Jharu Thakur. And then he couldn't get his remnants. But Kalidas was also a pure devotee. Then he had brought some mangoes with him. He said, "I have brought this some mangoes, please accept them." So Srila Jharu Thakur, he accepted those mangoes. And Srila Kalidas left paying his obeisances to Srila Jharu Thakur. Though Srila Kalidas is coming from a higher caste, and Jharu Thakur is a Vaishnava from the lower caste. But to learn here, there's no caste, color and creed for Vaishnavas. But provided one should be a Vaishnava. If I am not a Vaishnava, I should not claim that I am Vaishnava. In between, there were two devotees fighting. And Prabhupada overheard their fighting. Prabhupada was such a great personality, you know. Beyond my imagination, his greatness. I cannot imagine his greatness. Many times I have seen personally Prabhupada's transcendental action. So these devotees were fighting and there was quarrel between each other. And one devotee said to other, "You cannot defend Vaishnava." Prabhupada overheard. Prabhupada immediately came to the scene. He said, "You are saying you are Vaishnava? To be a Vaishnava is very rare." Immediately corrected. "We claim I am Vaishnava because I put on tilak and dhoti, kurta, beads in my hand. Actually, unless and until my heart is changed, I am free from lust and envy. That I am not a Vaishnava. I am heading towards that, but to be a Vaishnava is very real." But Srila Jharu Thakur was Vaishnava in a true sense. See his actions. So Srila Kalidas was also Vaishnava in a true sense. He offered the mangoes, and Srila Jharu Thakur gave those mangoes to his wife. She was also a pure devotee, Vaishnavi. She offered those mangoes to Gaur Nitai, and then Jharu Thakur accepted the remnants, prasadam. Then his wife accepted. Then you know what happened? That the skin of mango and the stone of the mango threw outside in the garbage. And Srila Kalidas is waiting for hours and hours. As soon as those was thrown out, he came and started licking them up. Just to have a remnant of a Vaishnava. And then he came to Puri. Lord Chaitanya has fought with everyone. Nobody can take, you know, the water washed off my feet, you know. Whenever Lord Chaitanya, when he entered to Jagannath's temple, he would wash his lotus feet. People would come and drink water. Lord said, "No! He's teaching us how a devotee should act." But then Srila Kalidas came. Lord was washing his lotus feet. He drank 3 palm full of Charnamrita. Lord didn't say anything to him. Why? Because Srila Kalidas had the mercy of all the Vaishnavas. No, he had the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So point I'm making is, we need the mercy. We need the mercy of Lord Shiva. We need the mercy of all the demigods. We need the mercy of Vaishnavas so that we can approach Radha and Krishna. So that we can become devotee of Radha and Krishna. Actually, to go to Radha and Krishna is not an easy thing. Not an easy thing. In one song, Narottam Thakur, very close, Srila Narottam Thakur and Srila Lochandas Thakur. I think Srila Narottam Thakur is playing Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Kripakari Sabe Meli Karha Karuna Adhama Patita Jane Na Kariha Ghrina. Srila Narottam Thakur is saying, "All glories to Lord Chaitanya, all glories to Lord Nityananda, all glories to Dvaita Chandra, all glories to all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kripa Kari Sabe Meli Kar. All of you, please be merciful unto me. He's not praying to one. All of you. Kripa kari sabhe meli karaha karuna. Please be merciful unto this fallen soul. Adhama patita jane na kariha karina. Adham means very fallen. Low class. I am very adham. I am very fallen. Please don't hate me. I need the mercy of all of you. Point I'm making is, we need the mercy of everyone to go to Krishna. Unless everyone is pleased with us, we cannot have the mercy of Krishna. We cannot please Krishna. Even to go to Krishna, we need the mercy of Radharani. Without the mercy of Radharani, we cannot go. Gaurang Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Radha together, we need His mercy. Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Shiva Thakur, Shad Goswami, whole Guru Parampara, Prabhupada, we need their mercy. We need the mercy of everyone. This I have seen. Prabhupada, he had full mercy of everyone. He was very respectful to everyone. He was respectful to Lord Jesus Christ. He was respectful to Prophet Muhammad. See what his Prabhupada has written in the books. He said, Lord Jesus was our guru. Prophet Muhammad, Prabhupada is giving all respects to Prophet Muhammad also. They were great personalities. If followers are not following them properly, it's not their fault. Hindus in India, they are not following Krishna properly. They are not following the scripture properly. You think we should blame the scripture or Hindus? Hindus should be blamed. They are not following properly. So many Brahmins in India, they misinterpret. They misinterpret the Bhagavad Gita in their own way. Bhagavatam in their own way. There is something wrong with them. Not with the Bhagavatam or with the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is transcendental. Bhagavatam is transcendental. But this misinterpreter are low class. They are not transcendental. Prabhupada was transcendental. Interpreter of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. See, whole world is understanding. Everybody is enjoying Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Because of his transcendental commentary. Because of his wonderful commentary on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. I will tell you my experience. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Vaishnavas, all the Vaishnavas, from a young age I was spiritually inclined. And one of my far relation uncle, he recommended me that I should subscribe for Kalyan. This one magazine, Kalyan, from Gorakhpur. Prabhupada also went to Gorakhpur. I should read that magazine. I subscribed for that. But I didn't develop any taste in that book, frankly speaking. It was coming monthly to me, and then big books were coming. But when by Prabhupada's mercy, by the mercy of Gaurnitya Panchatattva Radha Krishna, when I came in contact with Prabhupada, and when I read Prabhupada's books, I will tell you once I started, it's about 30 years back, I started reading, BTGs at night. Whole night I was reading. I didn't feel like giving, So transcendental, so wonderful. I didn't develop taste for any other spiritual book other than Srila Prabhupada's books. Why? Because Prabhupada is a transcendental personality. His commentary is transcendental. He is a well-wisher. He is right. You are ever well-wisher. And actually he is the ever well-wisher of everyone. In a true sense. I can also say, I am your well-wisher. But I am not your well-wisher. I am just far saying I am well-wisher. But Prabhupada was a true well-wisher of everyone. So, Prabhupada has mercy of everyone. Point was that we need the mercy of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is a great personality. And I have seen, noticed many times I used to feel bad. Why devotee speaks like this, Very, neophyte stage and very little understanding. Little understanding. The next moment, devotees are gone away. We don't know where they are, But we don't want anybody to go away from the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. We don't want anyone. We don't wish, I should only stay at the lotus feet of Prabhupada and everyone should go away. Then how am I going to stay at the feet of Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada wanted everyone to become Krishna conscious. This thoughts I should develop. Everybody should become Krishna conscious. About the Matajis, I will tell you one thing. I saw this in Prabhupada in Bombay. Sometimes we are not respectful to Matajis. Some faults from Matajis' part also. But we have to be very respectful to mothers. But I have seen Garg Muni, that time he was Swami, he is no more Swami now. He wrote a letter to Prabhupada, 1975. He said, Prabhupada, why we should let this Mataji, this lady stay in the temple, Prabhupada, they are simply problem. I think we should kick them out. He's writing. He's guiding a pure devotee. And I was sitting right there. You know what Prabhupada said? How I can do this? They are also souls. They are also Krishna's part and parcel. They have full right to become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada applied the back letter of Garg Muni, you know. Prabhupada, that equal, you know, what you call, mercy for everyone. Equal, because Prabhupada was very, very transcendental personality. So, he was transcendental, like he was born transcendental and he was sent from Krishna. But we also have to head towards transcendence. And this is possible if we stop committing offenses on the demigods, on the Vaishnavas, this, that, and we perform this devotional service the way it is recommended. Sabai pumso paro dharmo jato bhakti adhokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasidati. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord should be unmotivated, uninterrupted. No motivation, no material motivation. Further, even Prabhupada is mentioning about the body of Sati, that our body was material, you know, Prabhupada saying, explaining very nicely. No material motivation. To attain transcendental devotion, there should be no material motivation. No motivation. If there is any motivation, I want this, I want that, I want name, fame. Lord Chaitanya warn us. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam ba jagdishikame. Mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahait kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I am not desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful one, nor do I want n number of followers, nor do I want to become big orator. No. What I want, only your causeless devotional service. Cause, no cause. Causeless devotional service, birth after birth, even to attain, you know, Krishna, one birth is not, you know, easy thing. Lord is teaching us himself, life after life. I just want to be your devotee. I just want to be your devotee. Yesterday I was speaking in one house engagement. Bhagavad Gita, I wanted to make this point, but then time was short, you know. And Lord Chaitanya, this, you know, you see, and not this one. I think this one. This painting is there. Lord Chaitanya is teaching us. I think he was in the south, and he saw these smart Brahmins, very learned scholars. They knew the Bhagavad Gita by heart. And they are laughing. Lord approached them. Why people are laughing? Hey, look, here is one Brahmin. He cannot read. But he is holding Bhagavad Gita. Look like he is reading. He doesn't know how to read. He is illiterate Brahmin. The Supreme Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached this Brahmin who was holding Gita. He was illiterate. But Lord found that he has tears in his eyes. He's crying. Lord inquired, why are you crying? Why the tears are in your eyes? He said, my Guru Maharaj asked me to read Gita, but I'm illiterate. That's why you're crying. I said, no, no. So then, actually I heard from my Guru Maharaj, the Lord said, Krishna is so merciful. Out of his causeless mercy, his love for his friend and devotee Arjun, he became his charioteer. He became his charioteer driver. I am just thinking of that. He cannot read. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is same Krishna who spoke Gita. Only mood is different. Mood is of Radharani. Then he said, you are the true reader of Bhagavad Gita. One who cannot read. Why this Brahman is a true reader of Bhagavad Gita? Because he has understood the gist of Gita. The gist of Gita is a devotion, bhakti. And he has developed that devotion. This illiterate Brahman has developed that devotion, is crying, tears are in his eyes. Lord Chaitanya declared him the true reader of Bhagavad Gita. And all these standing here laughing, they are just bogus. They can recite the whole Gita. I even remember Bombay, by Gopal Krishna Maharaj, one, you know, devotee from Germany. I remember this. He was brought to Prabhupada. Gopal Krishna introduced to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, this devotee can recite, I don't know, whole Bhagavad Gita, and how many chapters of Bhagavad Gita shlokas by heart. So Maharaj thought that Prabhupada will appreciate, but Prabhupada didn't pay much attention. He didn't hear that you recite which chapter you know. And in another place, Prabhupada is mentioning that devotee should not make a profession of reciting Gita or Bhagavata by heart. And especially one who is a devotee, he should not do this. Nobody should do, but especially one who is a devotee should not do this. Because this ego will come and take us away from Krishna. Ego is very, very subtle. Very, very subtle. So to save ourselves from false ego, we have to be very, very careful. Very, very careful. Time is very short, devotees. And further, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Mother Sati, management of the material world, and simply by meditating on his lotus feet, she derived such great pleasure that she forgot everything in relationship with her body. So, meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Shiva, she derived a great pleasure that she forgot all other difficulties and problems, you know. This pleasure was certainly material, Prabhupada is saying. This pleasure was certainly material, but by this example, we can appreciate the devotee's pleasure in concentrating his mind and attention on the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna. There is such a transcendental bliss in simply by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord that one can forget everything but the Lord's transcendental form. Forget everything but the Lord's transcendental form. One should not forget the Lord's transcendental form. One should not forget the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is the perfection of yogic samadhi. This is the perfection. Srila Prabhupada is saying, or ecstasy. In this verse, it is stated that by such meditation, she became free from all contamination. Devotees, we have to become free ourselves from all contamination. So much material contamination is this lust. Kamesha, krodesha, rajogun, samudbhava, mahatchano, mahatpapma, vidyenam, hibarinam. This lust is the greatest enemy of this material world. From kama, from lust, anger arises, then kama, krodha, moho, attachment, delusion. Then, lobha, greed. Then, ahankar. This is the contamination. Actually, whole contamination starts from lust. If one is a lusty, he is contaminated. He cannot make spiritual progress. Because lust is the greatest contamination. And this Prabhupada has mentioned here, said that by such meditation she became free from all contamination. And if we meditate on the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, chant Hare Krishna all the time, by the mercy of Krishna's holy name, by the mercy of Harinam Prabhu, we can also free ourselves from material contamination. What was the contamination? The contamination was her concept of body derived from Daksha. Here Prabhupada is saying. See, this was the contamination. She was thinking, I have derived this body from Daksha. But she forgot the bodily relationship in trance. The purpose is that when one becomes free from all bodily relationships within this material world and simply places himself in the position of an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord, it is to be understood that all the contamination of his material attachment has been burnt by the blazing fire of transcendental ecstasy. Actually, holy name is all transcendental. It will burn the blazing fire, you know, all material contamination. Transcendental ecstasy. It is not necessary for one to manifest a blazing fire externally For if one forgets all his bodily relationships within this material body and becomes situated in his spiritual identity, it is said that one has been free from all material contamination by the blazing fire of yogic samadhi. It's not that one has to actually burn himself. No. If one is not attached to his family members or bodily relations, then he has burned all those, you know, in blazing fire of yogic samadhi or ecstasy. That is the topmost perfection of yoga. If one keeps his bodily relationships within this material world and poses himself as a great yogi, he is not a bona fide, very important point, bona fide yogi. He keeps the bodily relationship. Yeah, my brother, sister. Some is seen in India, I know. There was one lady, she became very famous. She was worshipper of Mother Durga. But then she has acquired so many properties worth crores and crores, millions and millions of rupees, and you can say. But then she gave those properties to her family members, you know. So that's not proper. In Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, fourth chapter, 15th verse, it is said, Yat Kirtanam, Yat Smaranam, simply by chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply by remembering the lotus feet of Krishna, simply by offering prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is immediately freed from material contamination. Immediately freed. But this remembrance is not there. We don't chant offenselessly. We don't think of Krishna so purely. That's why the material contamination is there. The material bodily concept by the blazing fire of ecstasy, this effect takes place immediately without a second's delay. According to Srila Jeev Goswami, that Sati quits her body means that she gave up within her heart her relationship with Daksha. She gave up her relationship. No more bodily relation. Sri Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur also comments that since Sati is the superintendent deity of the external potency, when she quits her body, she did not get a spiritual body, but simply transferred from the body she had received from Daksha. Other commentators also say that she immediately transferred herself into the womb of Menaka, her future mother. She gave up the body she had received from Daksha and immediately transferred herself to another, better body. But this does not mean that she got a spiritual body. Actually, spiritual body is to be rare, very, very rare. So, actually, through this temporary miserable material body, though this body is miserable material, but we have the greatest opportunity, which is not available to the demigods even. That opportunity is, through this body, we can attain the spiritual body. Nayam deha deha bhajan na loke kashtan kam harte bidbujamaje tapo dibyam putraka yena satyam shuddha ye samad brahma sokhyam tamantam. Teachings of Lord Rishabhdev to his 100 sons. And then Prahlad Maharaj, kaumara chartya pragyo dharmane bhagavatan hi durlabha manusha janma tad api durlabha martadam. He said, one should take to this process of bhakti from the age of 5, not less than 5. Why? Because though this body is temporary like other bodies, but this body can deliver us the greatest benefit. And that benefit is that we can attain the supreme destination. Though this is temporary, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, but this is very rare. Durlabh. Because through this body, we can return back home, back to Godhead, and we can have body which is full of knowledge, eternal and blissful, which is free from birth, death, old age and disease. No fighting, no backbiting, no politics in the spiritual world, no nonsense. Everybody is blissfully serving Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. That is the blissful situation. And that is the purpose of life. Thank you very much. for listening, and all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, comments anybody has? One Mataji has one question. Yes, Mataji?
Yeah, this isn't a question, it's just a comment.
Comment, okay.
But during the time when some devotees thought that women should not be in the temple, they came to Prabhupada and were telling him such. And Prabhupada said, they have waited so many births
yes.
to come to Krishna consciousness. Right. He says, for myself, I cannot. So the women are here.
Hey, this is Prabhupada's mercy, actually, special mercy. This is Prabhupada's special mercy. Because his transcendental personality. Yes, thank you, Mataji. Any other comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. This one devotee has a question or comments. I don't know what he has. Yeah, what is the question?
Is it possible that there can be other interpretations of the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam that could give better... by a Gaudiya Vaishnav that could give people the desired result?
This is your question.
Yes.
When this Bhagavatam and this Bhagavad Gita is giving the desired result, why you need to go anywhere else and search for anything else? Here it is tested. By reading the Bhagavatam, reading this Bhagavad Gita, so many souls around the world were changed. Why are you looking for another one? There's no need. There may be, we don't know, but this is tested. Test is there. By reading Bhagavad Gita as it is, by reading this Bhagavatam, people were reformed all over the world. So I feel, with the due respect to all other commentators, there is no need. When this is there. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other question, comments, anybody? Yes. Two questions are there more.
Yeah, I'll be quick. My question is there like any certain technique or like meditation or practice that one could use to try to like control their lust, in particular just their lust, you know?
Lust. Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Tim. Bhakta Tim.
Bhakta?
Tim.
Tim. Bhakta Tim, actually, by meditation, lust cannot go away. Lust can only go away by bhakti, by devotion, by chanting, by serving Krishna, Radharani, unalloyed. And actually Prabhupada has explained, are you householder or brahmachari? You're a householder?
What?
You're married?
No.
You're single? You're brahmachari? Prabhupada has mentioned elsewhere in his books that if you meditate on Radha and Krishna, dress them nicely, remember the pastime of Radha and Krishna, then your lust will go away. You will be able to get rid of the lust. Simply by remembering Krishna's, you know, Radharani's pastime. How Krishna used to talk to Radharani. How he used to embrace her. Simply by remembering this, your lustful desire will go away. But one thing, chanting, devotion, unalloyed devotion, not expecting anything in return. But with meditation, Prabhupada has said that those who try to meditate, you know, either they will start thinking of a woman, thinking of their lusty desires while meditating, or they may fall asleep, you know. No, meditation is not possible. Bhakti yoga, chanting, remembering, serving, book distribution, harinam, food for life, these activities which Prabhupada has given, without expecting anything in return. Gradually one will be able to free himself from lust. It's not like this. No, it won't happen like this. It's a gradual process. Understand? Thank you, Tim.
Oh, all right. Has Krishna ever been a woman?
Say again?
Has Krishna ever been a woman?
Has Krishna ever been a woman?
What is this, Krishna?
Has Krishna ever appeared as a woman?
Yes, he did. He appeared as a Mohini Murti. He appeared as a woman. That one incarnation of Krishna is a woman also. Mohini Murti. Everything is coming from Krishna. All the women are also coming from Krishna. Everybody is Krishna's part and parcel. Everybody should be respected. You know, nobody should be disrespected. Okay, any other question, comments? You know one thing, in this material world, we don't like the black color, you know that? White hates the black. Don't mind my frankness. White hates the blacks, black hates the white. But one thing, Krishna was black, you know that? Krishna is the black color, Shyam Sundar. Nothing should be condemned, you know. Blacks are also Krishna's part and parcel. And Radharani was white. Radharani was very fair, she is very fair color. Lord Chaitanya is called Gauranga. Why is called Gauranga? Because he has a fair complexion. He has assumed the form of Radharani. Krishna in the role of Radharani, he has become Gaura. So, nobody is condemned. Everybody, everything is a creation of Krishna. Okay? Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna Krishna!
Krishna.
Hare, Hare.
Hare
Hare!
Hare
Ram!
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
Ram Ram!
Hare Hare!
Jagat
Guru Srila Prabhupada ki! Most beautiful Shri Gaur Nitai Pancha Tattva ki! Shri Rukmani Dwarka Dhesha ki! Shri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Mata ki! All glories to Sambal devotees! All glories to Sambal devotees! All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga! All glories to Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada! Yeah.